I'd like to continue on the same idea of last week. We said tefillah comes from the root word palel. Palel means judgment. And one is judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one judges himself. This palel is, this palalti is reflexive, it's self-judgment. We also established that if I want to be a more specific name for a Beis HaKnesses, when one comes and he davens, so that's a Beis Din, not a Beis Knesses. A Beis Knesses is, resembles obviously the Beis HaMikdash, but what is the Beis HaMikdash? Sanhedrin sat in Beis HaMikdash. What is the Beis HaMikdash? It's a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges Klai Yisrael and accepts the Korbanos or doesn't accept the Korbanos. So I want to get very specific. I would call Beis HaKnesses a Beis Din, a court. And of course, there's a different connotation. It's not as warm as a Beis HaKnesses, a house of assembly. You know, it's a little colder. It's a little harsher. And we also established that when you walk into a Beis HaKnesses, or the Beis Din, to daven, there's a certain protocol of how one acts, of course, how one dresses. Be careful of contempt of court, to give honor to the court, and to the judge of the court, which is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we spoke about that at length. I have a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Those who have a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, you can look inside. It's a, it brings out the point so well. The Gemara says, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Hayir of Meir Omer. Third line from the top. Shnayim Sha'olo Lomito. V'chul Yon Shava. Two people, they ascended from their hospital beds. They were ill. And they had the exact same illness. So we're going to do right now a test with a control. Two people, same situation. Two hospital beds, same hospital, same care, same illness. V'chein shnayim sha'olu l'gardon. Two people went to court. Lidon, to be judged. Vidinon shava. Same thing, a test with a control. And their transgression, their case, was exactly the same. Ze yorod v'zelo yorod. One person got out of his illness, and one person remained the deathly ill. Zen Nitzo, the Zen Lo Nitzo. One person, the Gemara says, was saved from the din, from the judgment, from exactment of judgment, and one was not. Why not? Same situation, same illness, same court, same transgression. The Gemara says, 1 minute. If they maze yorod v'zelo yorod, ze nitzo v'lo nitzo. Ze is pala v'nena. Ze is pala v'lo nena. One of them davened and it was answered. One of them davened and was not answered. And the question is only highlighted. If they both davened, so why was one answered, one not answered? And the Gemara says, Mipnei ma ze nena v'ze lo nena. Mar says, ze is palel tefila shleima, v'ze lo is palel tefila shleima. One davened a complete davening. One didn't daven a complete davening. Obviously, the one who davened a complete davening was answered. Even though exactly the same circumstance, situation, of the person who didn't daven a complete davening. And he wasn't answered. What's a complete davening? What's an incomplete davening?
Rashi says, Fila Shlema is Niskaven,
means Kavana.
We could be in the same situation in life, and I'm answered, you're not answered. Why? I davened the Tefillah Shlema, and you didn't daven the Tefillah Shlema. You didn't have Kavana.
That's interesting. Why is Kavana called the Tefillah Shlema? Rashi doesn't express that.
The Gemara says, Zen is Kaven, but Zen Lo is Kaven, but Tefillah Shlema.
It's a complete davening and not a complete davening? What does that mean?
I think the answer is exactly that we said last time. And that is, the Gemara Brachas, the Flava Beis, says that 1 hour, the time unit, prior to tefillah, they would be by davening and wait. And an hour after tefillah, people would wait. So there's 3 hours, an hour prior, an hour of tefillah, and then the hour post tefillah.
And we ask, what do you need 3 hours?
I understand prior to tefillah, I need to prepare myself to think, how am I going to go in front of the Melech Malchei HaMelechim? What am I asking for? I understand the hour of tefillah. But why do we need an hour after tefillah? Let me just get out of there. We said the answer is, and we all know it's true, after a court case, and it's over, no matter what the verdict is, everyone's going through the interrogation, the deliberations, back and forth. I should have said this, I could have said this, and he said this. In life, by the way, whenever you have a conversation with somebody and it's meaningful, you're thinking about that conversation for hours afterwards, maybe for days after. You have an argument with somebody, and it's a real argument, a debate, and it's a real debate, and it's in your heart. You're thinking about it for days. I can't believe he said this, and you hear the words again, and you're saying, and I said this back, and you start to think, maybe I should have said that back. And if you don't think about it the next day, or for a while after, it obviously wasn't a serious conversation of yours. It was meaningless. What's meaningful in conversations, debates, arguments, court, is something that remains with you in your mind, conscious of it afterwards. What's meaningless, you don't. That's the hour after davening. If a person can walk out of davening, right after davening, as at that point, as if he didn't daven, he didn't really daven. He didn't really present his case properly with the Melech Malchei HaMelechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shofet. He didn't. He said words that was meaningless to him. He didn't realize he was in a court. Comes to Gemara and says you need an hour before to really think it over, what am I going for? You need an hour during to express your words to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you need an hour after. That, I think, that's called Tefillah Shlema. That's the whole Tefillah, prior, post, and exactly the thing itself. But if you don't have the Tefillah Shlema, you didn't get there and prepare, you got into court, you didn't prepare, you would never do such a thing. You'd lose the case, or maybe by davening you just didn't view it as a Beis Din. Well, you didn't stay afterwards. In other words, it wasn't in your mind afterwards. That's not a Tefillah Shlema. What is that lack? That's called lacking Kavana. You said the words, but without any intention, without any motivation, without any goal in mind. Tefillah Shlema is Kavana. That's the Gemara Lama Beis. Tefillah Shlema, that's without Kavana. This is all true because every time you go into Davin, you're in a Beis Din. There's a grah, a beautiful grah, that brings a pasuk to bring out this Gemara. The pasuk is in Parashas Veschanan, Perek Dalet, pasuk Choftes.
Uvikashta misham es Hashem Elokecha. And you'll go and ask, you'll search, you'll request, you'll beg for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umatzosa. And you'll find him. Isn't that wonderful? You'll ask and you'll find. Uvikashta umatzosa. Ki sidrashenu. Because you search for him. V'chol levavucha uv'chol nafshecha. With all your heart, with all your soul. Comes the Gros says it starts off a Lashon Rabbim. Ubikashta. And you, the Tzibur, all of you, all of us, Ubikashtem, Misham, it's Hashem Elokecha. It should say, Umatzosem, and you, Belashon Rabbim, all of you, will find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Umatzosa, and one of you will find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's going on? You have a Tzibur of Kulam Kedoshim, holy people, davening, looking, searching for the Ribbono Shel, and only one will find? Only a Yachid will find? Why? The Gros says, it says at the end of the Pasuk, the reason, Ki Sidrashenu b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, because you search with all your heart, with all your soul, and they didn't. Ubikashtem es Hashem Elokecha, a search without the heart and soul, that's everyone does. Everyone davens. Everybody. Umatzasa, not everyone finds. That's the few, the yechidim, that daven the tefillah shleima with a kavana, recognizing that it's Yom HaDin. Every day is Yom HaDin. And I believe, I truly believe, I hope it's true by everybody here, you ever, like, after you Rosh Hashanah davening during the day, and 2 days Rosh Hashanah davening, maybe even after Yom Kippur, when you start to daven, you start using the Nusach of Yom HaNoram immediately. 350 some odd days during the year, you daven a regular Nusach. It's 3 days. You daven Yom HaNoram Nusach, and it stays with you all the time, your mind, constantly, throughout the days. You know, it's hard to get back into the regular Nusach. Why? It's a very powerful Nusach. But why is that? Because it's meaningful to you. All of us, it's meaningful. We know it's meaningful. And if it's meaningful, it remains in our mind, even after the tefillah. Just like in a court case, it remains in your mind. Because all of us, hopefully, on a Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we do have a tefillah shleima. We're there early, we stay late. Yes, we have the tefillah kitzurasa, we dress properly. In all its halachas. And we don't have contempt of court. We don't talk in a back or the side or to the neighbor. Not in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. And it remains with us. Gemara says, Adam Nida B'chol Yom. It's every day is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's really true. The height of your davening, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is the standard of your davening, it should be, the standard of your davening on a daily basis. Next Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you should reach even a higher height. And that's where your year begins. Your year begins Rosh Hashanah. And the day when you daven Rosh Hashanah, that's the way you're supposed to be davening next year, and then shtag again, and again, and again, and again. But it doesn't, you don't lose it after Rosh Hashanah. Adam nidah b'chol yom. Every day, you enter a Beis Din. I ask you, when a person davens before the Shemoneh Esrei, he goes back 3 steps, and then goes forward 3 steps. At the end of Shemoneh Esrei, he goes back 3 steps, and he goes forward 3 steps. Why? The Gemara says that when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you're like a malach. That's why you put your feet together, raglei and regular yeshara. What's a malach? Well, I'm like a malach. We all know we're the furthest thing from at least the white malach. Well, like a malach? Answer is, what is a malach? A malach is somebody or a being, an entity, that's totally subjugated to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He gives up, he has no kayach ha-bechira. subjugated in totality. When a person davens to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he is giving up his bechira. I'm in your hands. I'm in your hands. I'm giving up my bechira. I'm subjugating myself to you. So you're like a malach. You put yourself in the position of a malach. So you're right. You're in a new position. But why walk back 3 steps and go back forward? Let everyone just walk forward 3 steps in a higher position, in a closer position. Why walk back? There's an expression, and it's in English. It's true, and it's true all over. If I want to think about myself, what do you say? Take a few steps back and look at yourself. You'll go back a little bit, and then look forward to where you are, who you are. Tefillah is judgment. And before tefillah, we said, Chazal say you have to be there an hour to work the deliberations through your mind. What am I saying? Take a look at yourself. Do I deserve? Don't I deserve? Who am I? What am I? You take 3 steps back. And you think for a second. Where am I going? What am I doing? And now you have your self-judgment. And then you go forward back to that same position. And I'm a different person already. I'm different. I'm like a malach. I'm subjugated. I think back and say, who am I? Ma'anu, ma'chayenu, ma'chayenu, ma'chayenu. I'm not that bright, I'm not that famous, I'm not that strong, I'm nothing. Well, that's what I am, and it's very easy to subjugate myself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I give up my Bechira, I walk back. That's the first 3 steps, backwards and forwards. That's prior to the Shemoneh Esrei. Why after the Shemoneh Esrei? Do I have to go back 3 steps again, and then forward? For what? Let me just stay where I am. Adarabba, I want to remain in the position I am. The answer to that is back to the Baal Shem Tov that we mentioned once. The Baal Shem Tov says, if somebody at the end of Shemoneh Esrei is the same person that he was at the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, he didn't daven. Shemoneh Esrei is, again, judgment. I'm begging for my life, for my needs, for the Ribbono Shel Olam. What happens when you're in front of a judge? There's automatic remorse. You think to yourself, I'm not going to do the same thing again. I'm not going to go through this again. I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have been in front of the judge to begin with. Even if I get away with it, I'm not going to do it again. The trepidation, the fear. Yeah, I have remorse. It could be every thief has remorse in court. I don't know what happens after court. But it really feels bad at that point. Yiras ha'aynish, call it, fear of punishment, you know, yiras ha'ched, year of the dying. Maybe it really feels bad as he started to think it through. So after a whole Shemoneh Esrei, you gotta change, you gotta be a different person. So now at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, Chazal tell us, you know what? Take 3 steps back again. And look at yourself. And see if you're a different person than you were the first 3 steps that you took before the Shemoneh Esrei. It's an amazing thing. And then go back and go on. And be that person that you realize you are on the second 3 steps you took back. So there are 3 steps back at the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei to realize who you are before the Shemoneh Esrei. And then there's 3 steps back after the Shemoneh Esrei, to a new judgment upon yourself, to see who you are after the Shemoneh Esrei. And if you're the same person, that's the Baal Shem Tov, you didn't daven. It didn't affect you. You were not good at that din. That's evil. Again, talking to Bnei Torah, it's Kedai. It's 2 weeks. It's really 2 weeks to the Yom HaDin, HaGadol VaNaroh, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu really judges us for the coming year. And based on the past year, the past years. 2 weeks is not a lot of time to prepare.
maybe we should all take 3 steps back and start to think where we could correct ourselves. What could we do to better our lives? What can we do to better our future? What's going to be our winning argument in the Beis Din or Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Did anyone prepare their argument yet for the Yom HaDin? I think the answer is no. People start thinking on Rosh Hashanah, what they're going to say, what they're going to think about. Now's the time. Take the 3 steps back. If you take the 3 steps back now, you'll be able to take the 3 steps forward on Rosh Hashanah. And if you do that, so I think after the Rosh Hashanah, you'll be able to take another 3 steps back and see the real change that you had. And then the 3 steps forward to keep that change for the rest of the year. And that's a tefillah shleima. And by the way, there's only one other place you see something called a shleima. That's called a tshuva shleima. What's tshuva shleima? V'achzireinu v'tshuva shleima v'necha. Here, tshuva shleima means all the components of tshuva. Charata ala ava. What's charata ava? Taking 3 steps back and thinking about my past. And kabbalah haba means all that I accept upon myself for the future, the new year. That's the 3 steps forward. That's tshuva shleima. And just like a person's nena is answered when he has a tefila shleima, a person's answered when he does a tshuva shleima. We have to be very careful of that. And especially as mentioned too many of the time, is that the last thing you want after winning the case and being victorious and having the simcha, and which we're confident in that. We're confident in winning the case because va'amach kulam tzadikim, after all said and done, we know it's ritzoneinu la'asot tzronecha. It's our will to do your will, Ribbono Shel Olam. We're on your side. And we ask you to judge us like a shegen, not like a mazon. And to see our inner soul, and to look at our accomplishments, and our credits, and our merits, not our deficits. But the last thing you want at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, you're right, but you're guilty because of contempt of court. Because at the Din Torah, you didn't have the proper respect. Contempt of court! Contempt of court, what I do? You spoke to your friend in the Beis Din during the davening, during the court case. And that's something I think many people, too many people, in this particular Beis HaMedrash are guilty of. Contempt of court. Talking to your friend or to anybody, motioning to him in the middle of judgment. I wouldn't go into Yom HaDin with a contempt of court. Something which, as B'nai tell you after Makabo, cell phones going on and off, I don't know. Day in and day out, in a Beis HaMedrash, there's only one being, entity to speak to. That's Ribbono Shel Olam. Sometimes how people dress, not proper for court. If you could take that with you your whole life, you'll walk into the Beis Din, you know, on a winning foot. And again, the 3 steps back, 3 steps forward, the tshuva shleima, the tefillah shleima. And then we'll be all zeicha b'din.